Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. It's the beginning of yet another lovely but crazy week. And I was having a conversation with a girlfriend of mine the other day, and I think we have both come to the realization that at this moment and this time, we had to let some things go. Not things that we wanted to let go, but because we needed to make some shifts and adjustments to be able to focus on schooling our kids at home and all the things that are being required of us for our family and feeling too overwhelmed and stressed. And so we were talking about some of the things that we're deciding to let go of for the time being so that we don't feel as stressed and overwhelmed and stretched too thin. I think a lot of us are suffering from being stretched too thin. And so it was almost like we were giving each other permission to let things go. And I think that message is particularly important right now during this insane year of 2020 when things have just been thrown at us left and right unexpectedly, like we've all reached the point of, what else could go wrong, right? Stop saying that, by the way. We don't need to know what else can go wrong, right? I think we're good. So let's not say that anymore. But it was more like giving ourselves permission to walk away from some things that were not a priority. Not in that we would never, ever come back to it, but it just wasn't something we could focus on right now. And the ability to let something go is not an easy thing to come by, especially if it's something you've worked hard to get to that point. Because, I mean, I think I've heard this for many, many people. 2020 was supposed to be the year that you went back to school, that you started that business, that your side hustle became your main hustle. Everybody had this idea of what the year is going to look like, and we had our priorities straight based on that, and we were ready to go. And then life happened, which is often the case. Life happens, we can't control it. And we have to be willing to shift, like I mentioned before. And part of that shifting is sometimes letting things go. There are only so many hours in the day, so many days in the week, so many weeks in the month, so on and so forth, to have the time to get things done. And if you're trying to do all the things for everybody, you are going to feel overextended and unsuccessful at everything. How many times has that happened? Yeah, I have definitely been there. Like your days are jam-packed, you're stressed out, and then at the end of the day, when you try to look at what you actually accomplished, it feels like nothing was done because you tried to do a million things badly as opposed to focusing your energy on one or two, three things, whatever it may be. And so I'm sitting here to tell you, you have permission to let some things go. It's okay. Like, it doesn't have to be permanent. Like, maybe you need to walk away from the part-time job that you really love just for right now. Maybe you have to back off your business a little bit just for right now. Whatever it is, maybe it's not having a clean house 24/7 because your kids are home 24/7. Not being able to do laundry on a regular basis because you're cooking and you're homeschooling and you're trying to manage your work schedule. Something's got to give. So I think it's easier if you yourself decide what it is that you can let go of, because eventually what will happen is something is going to give, and it won't necessarily be the thing that you want it to be, right? So if you make the choice up front, decide what's important to you, what do you have to keep doing, what do you want to keep your focus on, and just let go of the rest. All it is doing is making you less effective at everything else, making you feel more mom guilt around all the things that you are not getting done, making you feel super unfocused. And then you end up beating yourself up and nobody wins. So I'm telling you now, it's okay to let it go. Whatever it is that you're not feeling great about or is taking up your time and you don't really have the energy to focus on or is just not a priority right now, let it go. It's all right. It's not permanent. You can come back to it later. You may even decide that, you know what? I didn't really need to do that thing. That's not where I needed to be spending my energy. It'll become clear. But for now, it's okay to let it go. I hope that helps. And I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. Love you, mamas. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at @mylifeisabeach, or you can follow at the Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.